Meditation 3, Guided Visualization, The Activator. Take action to manifest your dreams.
In this guided visualization, you're going to be visiting yourself in the future, 10 years, 5 years, and 1 year from now. In each of these future settings, you'll look around and notice your material possessions, family life, accomplishments, use of leisure time, and so on. After the visualization, you'll write down some of the things you saw and turn them into workable goals. You'll need some paper or a journal to write down your insights and goals at the end of the visualizations. There are 3 separate visualizations, one for your 10-year goals, one for your 5-year goals, and one for your 1-year goal. Anything goes here. You're not making a detailed plan or committing yourself to a particular vision of the future. This is more like a brainstorming solution to a complex problem. You want to open yourself up to the flow of spontaneous images from your unconscious. Drop your self-critical reins and let yourself run. If you feel like censoring or judging yourself during the visualization, remember that you will have an opportunity to edit your goals later. So let's begin by getting comfortable. You can lie down. For visualizations, lying down actually works the best. Closing your eyes and beginning to relax. And as you're relaxing your muscles and slowing your breathing, let go of all you don't want or don't need. Let each breath carry away a little bit of your old limitations. With each breath, you create more space within you for something new. So I'm going to have you begin to imagine yourself in your ideal outdoor special place. This is a place where you feel very comfortable, very safe. And once you see yourself in this beautiful, relaxing, comfortable, and safe place, and I'm going to ask you to settle in and pick a direction that represents the future to you. Start walking in that direction along a pleasant path. And you'll come to a log across a path and just step over it. Think of the log as representing procrastination. You'll come to a rushing stream. Cross it carefully, stepping on stones to keep your feet dry. Think of the stream as representing fear of change. Continue on until you come to a steep hill, representing self-doubt. Trudge up that hill until you successfully reach the top. And now continue on down into a dark forest. There are tree branches drooping down the path, and you have to push them aside. Think of the branches as fear of success and the feeling of not being worthy of good things. You push past the thick trees and into a more open, pleasant part of the forest. Soon you come to where people are living. You see that the path leads to a home in the distance. This is your home, 10 years in the future. Walk around the home and look in the windows. You'll find an unlocked door. Open it and enter. Look around the rooms. How many are there? How are they decorated? How big are they? What are the things that you own and love in this place? Take your time and make a complete survey. Go to a desk and look in the drawer. Find your bank book and your checkbook and see how much money you have. Look in the closets, the garage, the refrigerator. What do you wear, drive, eat? Imagine you are invisible, that the inhabitants of this future time can't see or hear or sense you. Watch yourself 10 years older come into the home. How do you look? Are you healthy? Happy looking? How much do you weigh? Watch your family come in. How do they act towards each other and with you? What are they doing? Are you married? Do you have children or grandchildren? Do you live alone? Listen in while your 10-year-old self makes a couple of phone calls to friends. What do you talk about? What do you plan to do? Follow yourself to work, school, or whatever endeavor you're involved in. What is the environment of your work or your endeavor? How much do you earn? What are you learning? How do you use your intelligence? What degrees or professional honors have you attained? Now, watch yourself at leisure. Do you read, play tennis, watch TV, skydive, sing songs, or what? How do you spend your free time? Now, let your invisible self meld together with your older self, like fitting a hand into a glove. When you are one, just ask yourself how you feel. Fit and healthy? At peace? Creative? spiritually complete. Look over your life so far. What are you proud of? What are you especially glad that you had a chance to experience? When you have finished exploring your existence 10 years from now, let it fade away and return to the here and now. Open your eyes, get up, and make a brief list while the images are fresh in your mind. Pick one or two major goals for each of these areas and jot down the data. Write on the paper, 10-year goals. At the top, 10-year goals. Under that heading, on the first line, write material goods. And leave some space. On the next few lines, write family and friends. And leave some space. And then write educational/intellectual/professional. Educational, intellectual, professional. Leave some space. Next, write leisure. Leave some space. Next, write spiritual/creative. In the last category, write other. Pick one or two major goals for each of these areas and jot down the details. Take about 5 or 10 minutes to do this, and then come back to the CD. When you've finished your list, look over the list and fix any obvious conflicts, like wanting to be a millionaire and wanting to be a monk in a cave in Tibet, or wanting to be a mother of a large family and also a Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative reporter. So just noticing any conflicts that will prevent you from manifesting these dreams and goals. This exercise will take you to your future self 5 years from now. So lie down, close your eyes, begin to relax, letting go of all tension in your body. Noticing your breathing, slowing and deepening the breath. And know that as you breathe, you're opening up more room for new things and letting go of your limitations. So go to your special outdoor place now, somewhere that is beautiful, relaxing, and you feel safe. And set out on your journey down a lovely outdoor path as before in your 10-year goal-setting visualization. This time, your trip will be shorter, and you will soon arrive at your home 5 years from now. It can be the same home or a different one. There may be fewer obstacles on your path. Walk around the outside of this home and enter the unlocked door. This time, you are looking specifically for things that relate to the major goals on your list you have made. If you saw $100,000 in the bank last time, this time look around in the desk and see how much money you need to have 5 years from now in order to have $100,000 10 years from now. Notice what your family members look like now, 5 years earlier. Who your friends are. If you weighed 140 pounds in your 10-year home, and this represents a significant weight loss for you, then be sure to notice what you weigh in the 5-year home. Maybe 150, 160. And now let's recall the other areas on your list and see where you are 5 years from now in relation to your career or whatever endeavor you are involved with. How about in relation to your educational goals? Sports, hobbies, leisure activities. What creative endeavors are you involved in? How is your health? finally, look around and notice anything that surprises you. Anything that wasn't here last time. Perhaps there is a new goal that has sprung from your unconscious since you did the 10-year exercise. When you are ready, leave the visualization, come back to the here and now, and prepare another list, noting the details of your major goals for 5 years from now. So reviewing that, when you're ready, taking some time to transition. Now writing down 2 goals for each of the categories for your 5-year goals under material goods. Family and friends. Educational, intellectual, and professional. Health, leisure, spiritual, creative, and other. So now take the time you need to write out the details of your 5-year goals in relation to what you saw in your 5-year visualization. And whenever you're ready, you can come back and move on to your 1-year goals, which is the next exercise. One-year goals. In this shorter exercise, you will do the last part of this visualization. So lie down once again, closing your eyes, relaxing as before, letting go of all tension and tightness in your body. Begin to deepen and slow your breath. And Go to your special outdoor place once again. And then take a short stroll to your home, as it will be 1 year from today. Again, look for the details that relate to your major goals. How much money have you saved? Who is living with you? Are you in a new relationship? If so, how did you meet? How do you relate to your larger family? Who are your friends, and what kinds of things do you do with them? How much do you weigh? How is your health? Are you studying? What do you read? What hobbies and interests do you have? What work or endeavor do you have, and what are you doing to make your professional aspirations come true? Or perhaps you're retired. What kinds of meaningful activities are you involved with? Are you at peace, spiritually complete, or maybe exploring new paths to your spirituality and creativity? Look around again for any surprises that have snuck up on you. When you've seen and heard all you came for, end the visualization and write down your 1 year goals. Follow the same method as for the 10 year and the 5 year, the same categories, just changing them to match what you just saw in this 1 year goals visualization. Your to-do list. In this exercise, we're going to do the hardest part of all. Make your to-do list. These are what you need to do today, tomorrow, next week, and next month to make your goals a reality. For example, if you want $100,000 in 10 years, you need to open a savings account next payday and make a first deposit, however small. If you're single and want to meet someone new, you have to go to a singles event in the next week or month. If you're married and you want to improve your marriage, you need to plan a date night or start some new hobby together within this month. If you want to lose 50 pounds over the next 10 years, You need to read the chapter on weight control tonight. If you want to get your blood pressure under control so you'll be around in 10 years, you need to shop for food for dinner tomorrow so you won't end up at the Steak and Brew eating prime rib. If you want a grant to study the prevention of child abuse, you'd better start working on the proposal now. Visualization can help. For each of your major goals, write down one small first step to take in the next week. Let me give you an example. If you want to concentrate on one area of your life, your health, for instance, let's say you want to learn to practice yoga to become stronger, more flexible, and more relaxed. Lie down and close your eyes. And visualize yourself making the first step tomorrow, looking in the yellow pages or the local shopping news for places offering yoga classes. Really concentrate on the details, the color and feel of the paper, the smell of the ink, scanning for the words yoga and classes, the sound of turning a page. The more vivid your visualization, the easier it will be to take the first step. Tell yourself, I take one step at a time. Now go forward a couple of days. See yourself dialing the phone and hear yourself asking a yoga instructor about types of yoga, size of classes, times, what to wear, and so on. Tell yourself, I can find out what I need to know. Now, visualize a shopping and information gathering expedition. First, see yourself either in the library or searching on the internet. Imagine looking under yoga. Writing down the numbers that you need to call, the addresses of the places you need to go. See yourself going to a sporting goods store and watch yourself trying on sweatpants or leotards, shorts, or whatever you imagine wearing while you're doing yoga. Tell yourself, I'm well prepared. I look good. Then go to your first class. Allow yourself to feel nervous and unsure as you approach the building. Tell yourself, I'm doing something nice for myself. See yourself walking into the exercise room and taking your place among the other students. You're feeling calmer now. Imagine what your instructor and the other students might look like. Tell yourself, I'm in the right place. See yourself a year from now, getting up early to do your yoga exercises. Step outside onto a balcony, into the warm sun. Stretch and gently twist into the first postures. Feel your body becoming warm and limber as you do a greeting the sun sequence. Tell yourself, I'm relaxed and at ease in my body. Go go on to the 5-year point and see your body better than ever. Your skin clear and healthy, and your eyes shining. See yourself still doing yoga every morning as part of a deeply satisfying personal ritual. End your visualization with a flashback to the first step, looking up the phone numbers for the classes, making that final affirmation, I'm taking the first step tomorrow. I suggest you do these goal-oriented visualizations before getting out of bed in the morning or last thing before sleep at night. You may want to alternate among your various goal areas by doing a love life visualization on Monday, a health visualization on Tuesday, a creative arts visualization on Wednesday, and so on. Or you can even go slower, doing one a week or one a month. Let your own inner guidance system advise you on which would be the best process for you. As you accomplish the first steps in your various goals, the second step will emerge out of your daily visualizations. Also, don't forget to occasionally go back to your written list to review and revise your goals. You might, for example, find through research and experience that you prefer Tai Chi or some other discipline to yoga. Or the meditative aspects of yoga may come to be more important to you than the physical benefits. One last note. Many thinkers have noted a paradox about how you accomplish important goals. You have to let go of your goals before you can grasp them. When you learn to be here now, enjoying what you've currently got, that's when you really start making progress on your goals. Gratitude works miracles. Intense desire, sacrifice, constant striving, and a do-or-die attitude don't get the job done as well as an acceptance of the now with gradual steps towards your objective. It's important to have specific goals, but it's best to hold them lightly. Too heavy emotional attachment to a goal makes you too self-conscious, too afraid of not reaching it. The trick is to use your visualizations to focus on the kind of person you are and want to be, than to see yourself doing the kinds of things such a person would do. Then, the having will almost take care of itself.